Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, I. Shalom to Tainai Estelin. Give thanks for tuning in. Tuning in to the Rastafari podcast here, the Tuesday podcast, Testify Tuesday, I and I. Yes, I, Rastafari, here.
I'm going to testify.
Lord,
Lord of Lords.
Lord, just Lord
the
Savior.
Savior. Yes, I. Praise thee, the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari. Yes, I. Sending I and I to Savior. So here for T to T, Testify Tuesday, that word become flesh and I live a T here on the ear and the iris. So we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order. We have Psalm 102, the 102nd psalm. Interesting psalm. It has a verse, a people created. There shall be a people created to praise Yah. This is how it reads in the Hebrew, bringing it out into English. A people created to praise Jah, to praise Jah. So therefore, prophecy of Rastafari. And here on the Tuesday podcast, I am...
I'm going to testify.
Praise his name. Yes, I don't
let them pray.
Discipleship Radio.
Went away to a far land, spent some time in New York, most of my time in England. Now I come back to my born land. Come from England to make some vibes, just to keep my fans alive. But the vibes they're teaching me, that don't write in my book. But the vibes they're teaching me, that don't write in my book. Life. No put it there, no put them no way. No put it there, Lord, I wear them off in. No bend down, just keep them to the ground. Arsenic, let the world them panic. Teach the youth them how to live. Teach the youth them how to survive. Hold your corner and save their life. And that's no jive. They used to make a living by selling some stuff, while some make a living wiping down costs. Can't you see the time we're living in? The people are suffering. No teach me nothing, just teach me something. No teach me nothing, just teach me something. Hold your corner and save your life. Ain't that no jive? My own.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life.
Let's cook away the voice.
Today's daily psalm, we have psalm.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor
la'asav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Psalm 82 brings out the point of this Torah reading and feeding right here, this minor sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Strong here, Mishpatim, the judgments, as well as the Shoftim. Today's the evening psalm, pointed for the evening psalm for the third day of the seven, the third day of the Shavuot, of the strong, of the weak. We have Psalm 82, where it's corrupt judges, right? Corrupt judges are arraigned, corrupt judges, and speaking to the judges of Yisrael. And the previous Torah reading and feeding, 17th, we had Yitro, Jethro. Jethro brings forth advice to his son-in-law, Moshe, concerning the proper and ancient administration of justice, you know, and the connection here with the hawk in the Hebrew, hawk, enunciates hawk is a statute. Also other enunciations of it is like heck shouts, like the shof and the shoftim. So here this connection right here, the previous and this Torah reading and feeding here, the 18th sabbatical study, Mishpatim. And in this Torah reading and feeding, and also others, it brings out the sense that the judges, those able men, remember the connection with the Anshe Chayil, the men of might, the men of Chayil, the men of ability, the men of power, right? And these who were to administrate justice, the Shoftim, they are called here in this Torah reading and feeding the Elohim. They're called the Elohim, collectively speaking, because they are the agents, as it were, of Yahweh Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I power. So here in this Torah reading and feeding is an important connection so we can get the true interpretation where it says, I've said ye are gods. Some people have some goofy stuff of other nations, of other cultures, and not looking at it in the true context or the Hebrew context. But the main point is the voice of the poor, right, and defending the poor and needy, right, as we have brought out in the Mishpatim and the judgments. So here, Ramatun, Fredlocks, voice of the poor, right here.
Yeah. Yes, I. Fred Locks right there. Fred Locks, that 12-inch right there. Voice of the Poor. So the connection with the evening psalm here in this Shabuah. So we have the 18th sabbatical study here, and it's Mishpat Din, and the connection with the true, the connection with the true interpretation of Psalm 82. Psalm 82 that speaks of the gods and also speak of, I've said ye are gods, and also judgment. The psalm's theme, the evening psalm for the third day of the Shabuah, known in the West, the Gregorian, as Tuesday right here. We have Psalm 82, Mizmor Fe Beit, Mizmor Pe Beit. Psalm 82, LXXXII, corrupt judges arraigned. And there's a key verse that often has been translated in so many, or mistranslated and misinterpreted, and that's the verse where it says, I've said ye are gods, all of you are children, are sons of the Most High. Now, the true sense here is really brought out here as we are in this 18th sabbatical study, Mishpatim, the judgments. We have the Shoftim. So it comes from the Hebrew root, the Shafat, right? Shafat root, the root to judge. To judge, we could say like to weigh, to judge, right? Get into more of the definition. But here to bring out that the Elohim spoken of in Psalm 82 is speaking of the judges of Yisrael. The judges of Yisrael, the judges of Israel is brought out. So the connection of the 17th, Yitro, Jethro, giving that reformation of adjudication, right, of a system of judgment, the ancient system of the hook, the heck, and the shof, the shaus, and the shoftim, right? So there also we can make a scriptural biblical connection, right, with the possibilities of what is speculated on as the hyksos, right, or the shepherd king. So we have the hook, the heck, and the shaus, and the shoftim. So shafat. Right, Shafat, another form in the Binyanim, in the construction of the Hebrew of the Shafat, is Mishpat, or Mishfat, if you bring out the pe as a fe, as a the pe as a fe sound. But anyway, here, in the opening verse of Psalm 82, when it's speaking of the judges, it's speaking of the Elohim. So here's the connection with Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, and Exodus chapter 22. Verses 7, verses 8, and verse 27. So here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as, in English, as Exodus, called Shemot, which means names. Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, the Shoftim connection with Elohim, with the name and designation as the Elohim, as we have it in Psalm 82. So here we have Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Check it out. Study it in the Hebrew context. Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and verse 27. First Samuel, chapter 2, verse 25. So the word Elohim, in its context and connection Hebraically, has a connection with the judicial, with the judgment. So Elohim is both the creator name of Jehovah, of Yahweh, of Hashem, as well as the judgment name. So when brought out in areas of the scripture, according to its true context, the word also occurs in a judicial connection. And we can base this on HaTorah, on the Torah, fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Where it reads that the judgment is Elohim. The judgment is Ha-Elohim. As you study it in the fuller context, it's meaning that the men, even the men that Jethro, Yitro, Moses' Midianite, Ethiopian Hebrew father-in-law recommended, right, in the 17th sabbatical study, right, is even brought out more here. Was that Exodus chapter 18? I think it was, Exodus chapter 18, Chabarim. Right. So now the men who administer justice, those Anshei Chayil. So here we have the Chayil sense, the Chayil or the Chayil as in Haile Selassie, the Chayil sense as well, that power sense or men of ability, men of might, right? Able men, right? Men that love truth,
that hate covetousness. So there's qualification for these kind of men because they would be about the Hebrew law and order based upon Jah law and order. So the men, the Anshei Chayil, right, who administer justice, mishpat, right, justice and tzedek, are considered to be his agents. So we're speaking of sons of Israel that are referred to as the shoftim or the judges, who have that responsibility of administrating justice, right, among kol Yisrael, all of Israel, based on that Torah, that scriptural principle. So they exercise a Elohim-like, and in Elohim's likeness, a function. And as such, have his name, Shemo. They have his name, the Hashem, Shemo, attached to them, and also have that designation of the Elohim. It comes out very, very interesting here as we read and study from the low degree to high degree, you know, from the KJV or the English perspective, and then reference it or compare it with the Hebrew. I think in the English it speaks about bringing this one and that one to the judges. In the English translation, in the Hebrew it says to the Elohim, bring this one to the judges. So in Exodus, especially here in this Torah reading and feeding here in Exodus concerning justice, mishpat, and concerning the judges, as is brought out in the English translation, right? You know, the judges, the Hebrew is Elohim. So that is the context, right? That is the context right there, right? It's like if God is my father, then I am the son of God in the sense of Elohim. So they are the sons, right? They are the sons, the men of renown who have his name. As we said, even the previous on the Monday podcast, the Rastafari Ministry, the Monday podcast, you know, we sought to, you know, bring out, you know, even that connection of having that name attached to the sons and Bana. We said about the Bana, right? The Bana to build in Psalm 127, connected with the root at Ben, which is son, right? The son is the builder of the family name. So he has that title, right? So the Elohim in connection with the judges of Israel was not so much in the individual sense. So among the judges, the shoftim, the individuals were not like Elohim in that sense. The only one we see scripturally who was like that was Moshe. It says that Moshe was Elohim to Pharaoh. So therefore, vis-a-vis when dealing with other, we could say, nations, right, in that representative way, our judges can be seen, right, as Elohim to the heathen, to the Gentiles, so forth and so on, in the likeness of Rovenu, the likeness of Moshe. But what was key about Moshe is that Jehovah said that he has made him Elohim for the administration of justice, especially for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons of Israel. Just to bring out a little bit more right there, when we are going over Psalm 82, and what's interesting is that in the order, we go over it, you know, every 7 days as the evening chant, the evening Isis. So in reasoning, growing in grace, so we can give praises, Isis, with overstanding. Once again, right here, like to share this just once again right here so that we can connect. We can say the Hebraic, the scriptural dots, and see the full of the picture and the true context. So all that other goofy stuff about, you know, gods, and because it says this here in Psalm 82, they are misinterpreting it out of the Hebrew context. The Hebrew context, right, makes sense. See that it makes sense. Yes, I study to show yourself approved. Here, once again.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor la samor la samor la samor la samor la samor la samor la.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot. Elohim. Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
And what's interesting in the psalm is that even after falling as one of the princes, there's the resurrection, there's the rising, the getting up, the standing up. Yes, I, in Yahweh, truth and life.
Man, that is blind. All he needs to do is follow the spirit, which is legit. That is how we'll all grow. Know him, hello him. Man, that is blind. All he needs to do is follow. Man, that is blind.
There's a point right here, and the attribution of the name Elohim. Every man following Elohim way and the Shoftim being called the Elohim. They were not called the Elohim as ones misinterpret here the Hebrew psalm translated in the King James Version, Psalm 82, verse 6. They were not called Elohim in a sense of bragging rights. So the referencing the judges, the Shoftim as Elohim, wasn't that they could go out individually and brag, yo, I'm an Elohim and all that. It wasn't about that. It was just designating their function, designating the correspondence, the function, the divine, the divine government, the divine system, yes, I, the kingdom.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
First words for this 18th Torah portion, Mishpatim, judgments. First words for this RSS number 18, Rastafari sabbatical study for this sabbatical strong coming up 25th February 2017. First words, where El.
Okay, I had to pause that right there, right there. You got the first words right there, where El HaMishpatim, you know. So I had to pause that right there because that right there is dated previously. You got the first words there, but let's go with today's Torah reading and feeding here at the third day. There are seven aliyot for the sabbatical studies. We can read and study an aliyah a day. So right here, 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 chavarim, here for day three, picking up Exodus. Exodus chapter 22, verse 5. Right here, 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 Shema Yisrael.
Here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Right here for the Shalishi. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Shabbat Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath the judgments. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the book of the names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 5 in the KJV, King James Version, for the Shalishi, Shalishi, Aliyah, for the third reading, third Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Third up offering here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, corresponding here in the Masoretic Hebrew, here in the Chumash, to verse 4 in the Hebrew, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Sabbath ordinances. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 22 in the Masoretic Hebrew from the Sefer Shemot, verse 4, corresponding to the King James Version, Exodus chapter 22, verse 5. Ki Yav'er Ish, sade o karema we shilach eta de iro u abi era bia sedeya achera meitav sadehu u a meitav karmo ye shalem. If a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution. Ki yav'er ish sadeh kerem v'shilach eta b'eiro. If a man cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, yav'er ish sadeh o. If a man cause a field or yav'er ish sadeh o kerem v'shilach eta b'eiro, or vineyard to be eaten, and shall let his beast loose, o abiera bia sedeya acher me av sadehu, and shall let his beast loose and it feed in another man's field, o abiera bi sedey acher me av sadehu, of the best of his own field and of the best of his own vineyard. Ua meyatav karmo yishalem. Shall he make restitution? Yishalem. Yishalem. Shall he make shalem, restitution, make peace, restitution. If fire break out and catch in thorns, so that the stacks of corn or the standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him make him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the Elohim, to see whether he hath put his hand to his neighbor's goods. Im lo yemate ha ganav we nikrav ba'alaha bayita illaha Elohim. Im lo shalach yado bia me leketa re'ehu. If the thief be not found, im lo yemate aha ganav, then the master of the house shall come near to the judges, the Elohim. We nikrav ba'ala habayita illa ha Elohim, to see whether he has put his hand to his neighbor's goods. Im lo shalach yado bia milaketa ra'ehu. For all men of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, for any manner of lost king, for any manner of lost thing which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim, the Elohim, and whom the Elohim shall condemn, he shall pay double to his neighbor. Neighbor, 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 neighbor. For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, any manner of lost thing, al kola davara pesha'a ala shor ala hamor al hamor al se al salma al kolaha beda asher yomar ki yohu ze ad ha Elohim yavo devara she nehem ashara yara shiun elohim yeshalema she naim le raihu. For every man of trespass, whether it be for ox, ah the kola devara pesha'a, Allah shor, for ass, Allah chamor, al chamor, for ass, al seh, for sheep, Allah samla, for raiment, al kola eveda, ashera yomar kihu zeh. Or for any manner of lost thing, whereof one saith, Asher Yomar, Kihu Ze, this is it. Kihu Ze, for he, it, this. Kihu Ze, this is it. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim. Ad Ha Elohim Yabo, Devara Shenehem. Asher Yarash Una Elohim Ayishalema Shinaima Lir Aihu. He whom Ha Elohim shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man deliver to his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing, then shall an oath of Yahuwah of Jehovah be between them both, that he hath not put his hand to his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let make him bring it witness. He shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. If the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. And here, the law, Ha Torah. The second item, the judgments, Ha Mishpotim, the Mishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, Ha Mishpotim, the judgments, crimes against humanity. Here, verse 16, crimes against humanity, verse 16. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed, and lie and lay sexually with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife, Ishto, his Eshet, Oset. If her father utterly refused to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Thou, the eye, shall not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth or layeth sexually with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrifices to God, Elohim save except to Yahuwah Jehovah only. He shall be utterly destroyed. He shall be utterly downstroyed. Zobeach la Elohim. Yahorama biltia la Yahuwah levado. He that sacrificeth to the gods, to Elohim, save except to Yahuwah Jehovah only, shall be utterly destroyed. Zoveach la Elohim Yahorim. Zobeach la Elohim Yahorim Bilti la Yahuwah Levado. Thou, the eye, shalt not neither vex a stranger. Thou, the eye, shalt neither vex a stranger, nor oppress, nor downpress him. For y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. Ye all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou, the eye, afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all to I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury, lending money at interest. If thou the eye at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it to him by the sun, by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, that I will hear him. For I, gracious, he kersuto levada, he simalato le oro ba me ishkav. We haya kia yitzaaka helai. We shamaeti kia hanunani. If thou at all take thy neighbor's garment to pledge, thou shalt restore it to him by the sun. By that the sun goeth down. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. Wherein? Wherein shall he sleep? Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, wahaya, when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, kia yitzaaka helai, that I will hear, with shamaiti, for I am gracious, ki chanun ani, ki Hanun, ani, 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 ani,
ani. If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original justice man, champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Come to defend the rights of the
Judges. That's what Psalm, the evening psalm for the third day of the Shavua here for the Tuesday. Psalm 82 speaks to. So when speaking to the gods, the Hebrew is interesting too because we have the Elohim, both applying to the Elohim and also to his sons, his agents, the judges of Yisrael. So here we have the development of the ancient system of the Hawk, the Heck, and the Shof, or the Shoftim. The Heck and the Shoftim. Some say Heck shouts the shepherd kings, but here, link with Jethro, his Midianite, Ethiopian, Hebrew father-in-law, the advice, and then here in this building of this system here, and then Jehovah judging them for not carrying out their Torah-full duties here in Psalm 82. So collectively, they are called Elohim, not for individual bragging rights. However, in the scripture, we see Moshe Rabbeinu is an interesting example. And here we see a possible link between Moshe within the Old Testament context, right, and Yeshua from a different perspective than some of the ancient Hebrews or even some of the Christians and others have saw the link. And it's with Moses being called Elohim in singularity, being made Elohim to Paro. But still there, it is in an outward expression to the Goyim, to the heathen, the other nations other than the Kadosh Goy, other than the holy people, the holy nation, the holy Goy. Once again, right here.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asavor, 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 Le'asavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
Ba'adat el, el, and Elohim.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot.
Elohim yishpot, yishpot, mitzpat, mitzpat.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
And once again, we have a shadow there. We have the Old Testament being considered to be like a shadow in the New Covenant, Brit Chadasha, to be that the image that projects the shadow. But we have the resurrection and the arise, arise, Kuma Elohim, Kuma, rise up, Kuma Elohim, rise up the ancient system. Shaftah ha'aretz, and judge the earth. And then the link right here with the original mission of Kol Yisrael, for thou shall possess all the nations. In the fulfillment of it, his sons and I have to do I and I part, as the Our Father prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth
those I and I on this earthly plane that fulfill the will, even fulfill the 10 words, the words of the King of Kings, the teaching of his majesty. Here, just a Selah tune right here, in connection with the theme right here, Chabarim, declaration of rights, right? Even we have human rights in Torah. And as I and I brother, Wendem Ras, Ayasin, even just said text I link, the link with tort. You know the tort laws? If you study law, there's something called tort, T-O-R-T. And then in the Hebrew, we have the torot. Torot are laws. Laws are directions, instructions. We could say judicial, Elohim, direction, instruction, the torot. And then in the singularity, we have ha-torah, the direction. So in the direction, instruction, in the Torah, we have torot. We have Torahs or laws, instructions, directions, declaration of rights. Here. The Abyssinians. Yes, I, Rastafari. I am. Sabbatical study, Mishpat team, the judgments, declaration of rights. So here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 102, 102nd psalm right here. A particular theme is the verses that speak to a people being created to praise Yah, to praise Yah. And I think the English has the Lord, but in studying the Hebrew, In particular, it focuses on the Yah, or what we refer to as the bigrammaton. There's a tetragrammaton, the four letters, YHWH, the Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, in the Hebrew, referring to the Hashem, the name. And then we also have the Savior declaration, especially here in the Exodus narrative in the Song of Moshe. We have the Yah. So Yah, or Jah, as it comes down to us in the English, is the Savior name of Yisrael. So our people will be created, irated, created to praise Yah. That's Rastafari, I and I praise the Far. So here, our first ear.
Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
Excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. I'm grateful, the sun shines for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Be anchored. No, lift up in your head. Whoa, over hills and valleys and plains, ja rain, ja rain, ja rain. Over hills and valleys and plains, ja live and live again. Over hills and valleys and plains, ja rain, ja rain, ja rain. Over hills and valleys and plains, ja live and live again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms, to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Before.
So here we're going to ride off the Royal Amharic of today, Psalm 102, right here. Yes, I, first the dub wise.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
مزمور متهولت بقنف متفوس يداوي مزمور نفسي هوي اغزابهرن بارك اطنتوچيم هلو يتقدس اسمو نفسي هوي اغزابهرن بارك مسغاناونم هلو اترش حطياتشن هلو يقر يمين دويشنم هلو يميفوز هيوتشن كطفات يميادنات بمهرتنا بچرنتو يمي تللش منيوتشن كبركتو يمي عقبات قول ما سانتشن اندن سري عدسا اجيابيري كرتاد راقينو لتبدلو هلو يفردان لموسي منقدو ناستاوك لسرائيل جوتشم مادر عربون اجيابيري مهاري ناي كروينو كاكوت عيراك امهرتم يبزا ሁልጊዜም ማይቀስፍም ለዘላለምም ማይቆጣም እንደ ኃጢአታችን አላደረገብን እንደ በደላችንም አልከፈለን ሰማይ ከምድር ከፍ እንደሚል እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ምሕረቱን በሚፈሩት ላይ አጠነከረ ምስራቅ ከምዕራብ እንደሚርቅ እንዲሁ ኃጢአታችንን ከእኛ አራቀ አባት ለልጆቹ እንደሚራራ እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ይራራል ፍጥረታችንን እርሱ ያውቃልና አቤቱ እኛ አፈር እንደሆንን አስብ ሰውስ ዘመኑ እንደ ሳር ነው እንደ ዱር አበባ እንዲሁ ያብባል ነፋስ በነፈሰበት ጊዜ ያልፋልና ስፍራውንም ደግሞ አያውቀውምና የእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ግን ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም በሚፈሩት ላይ ጽድቁም በልጅ ልጆች ላይ ነው ቃል ኪዳኑን በሚጠብቁ ትእዛዙንም ያደርጓት ዘንድ በሚያስቡ ላይ ነው እግዚአብሔር ዙፋኑን በሰማይ አዘጋጀ መንግሥቱም ሁሉን ትገዛለች ቃሉን የምትፈጽሙ ብርቶችና ኃያላን የቃሉንም ድምጽ የምትሰሙ መላእክቱ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ሠራዊቱ ሁሉ ፈቃዱን የምታደርጉ አገልጋዮቹ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ፍጥረቶቹ ሁሉ በግዛቱ ስፍራ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ 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 ባርኪ
Yes. Just in the meditation right there. Now, the verse, people created, hopefully we'll get into some of the details right there, make that link. But people created, the Hebrew reads directly to praise Yah, to praise Jah. So here, the world's father.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari. Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zenigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek? But who want the next verse with Amorek? In other lines.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tainaist. In today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmore Dawit Meto Hulet. Psalm 102, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. So we'll be comparing side by side, comparing and contrasting the HSV, the Haile Selassie version from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, with the KJV, the King James Version in English. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Haru, Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralin. Beginning with the superscription here. Bazenenna limenawin be'egziavi herfit ba fesese gize yechigrenya selot. Superscription, a prayer of the afflicted, a prayer of the afflicted yechigrenya selot, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Bazenenna limenawin be'ekeziavi herfit ba fesese gize yechigrenya elot. Superscription. Uter and verse 1. Avitu selotena semany chuhetenim awod ante yidres. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Avitu, I father, his father, O father of the house. And let my cry come to the eye. Chuhetem, would ante yidres avitu. Selotain semanye, selotain, my prayer, semanye, hear. Chuhetem, my shout. Chuhetem, would ante yidres. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Bemekrayik enafitehina kane atemelis, Jorohina warene azenibil, Bet rahu en fetne semany. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Bemekrayik enafitehina kane atemelis. Incline thine ear to me, to I Jorohina Wurene Azenabil. In the day when I call, answer I speedily, but Rahuken Fetne Simany Kuter Sos. Verse 3. Zemenein det Isa Alak Alechna at Intochema Wode Mekatelia. Take at lewalina, for my days are consumed like smoke. Zemene, my age, my time. Zemene in the tisa ala kalechna, and my bones are burnt as in hearth. At intochima ure megatelia, take at lewalina. Kuter arat, verse 4. Ihila meblata terestonya lena. Tek esafu. Libim indesara dereke. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Ihila meblata terestonya lena. My heart is smitten. Tek esefuhua libeim
and withered like grass in the Sardarica. Kutaramis, verse 5. Kachu hete dimt ayetanessa, atinto che kasagaye gara tet aveku. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. Kachu hete dimt ayetanessa, atinto che kasagaye gara tet aveku. Kutaramis, verse 6. In the midra beda erkuma meles maselhu be feres be feres beit and dale and guguta honhu. I am like a pelican of the wilderness in the midra beda erkuma maselhu. I am like an owl of the wilderness. Be ferese veitindale in the guguta honhu. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Tegao be segnetim in the minora bichinya dinabit ahonhu. I watch to go and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop, alone upon the housetop. Be segnetim in the minor bichenya dinabit ahonhu. Like a sparrow I am. Kuta cement, verse 8. Talatoche hulgize yised dabunyal. Yemiyasad dunim temama lubim. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me, against I, are sworn against me, against I. Latoche hulgize yised dabunyal. My enemies, my haters reproach me all the day. Yemiyasad dunyim te mama lubin, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. Kuter zetain, verse 9. Amedin inde hilla kimeal huna metete. Met at a nima kain ba ye gara kalak rial huna. For I have eaten ashes like bread, amedin, in the hilla kimeal huna, and mingled my drink with weeping. Met at a nima kain ba ye gara kalak rial huna. Kutahasr, verse 10. Kakutahina kame atihima yetanessa anissa tahinyalina ilahinyamalina. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, kakutahina kame atihima yetanessa, for thou hast lifted me up, anissa tehenyalina, and cast me down till hennyamalina. Kutel asra, and verse 11. Zemenochin tilla, azenibalewal, enem in the sara derkealu. My days are like a shadow that declineth. Zemenoche in the tila, azeniba lawal, inim, and I am withered like grass, inim in the sara derkealo, kuter asra, hulet, verse 12. Antegin. Avitu lezalale matinorale metas biahima lelijlijno. But thou, Avitu, I fathers, father, father, the house, Lord, shall endure forever. Antegin Avitu lezalem tinorale and thy remembrance. Metaseb biyahim to all generations, religno, to the children's children, religno, metaseb biyahim religno, kuter asra sos. Verse 13. Ante tenesas yoninima yikrbelat mihiretawagi zenoina zemenoama derso alina. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Ante tenes yoninima yikrbelat, for the time to favor her. Yea. The set time is come. Yem hiretwa gize nawina. Zemen nawama darso halina. Kuter asra arat. Verse 14. Bar yawoch hima din gayochwana wadadawalina. Lem retawama azanawalina. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, Bariawochihim, Dingayochuana Wadidawalina, and favor the dust thereof. Lemaretawamazanawalina, Kuter Asra Amist. Verse 15. Avetu Ahzaba Simhin. Negesatatim hulu kabrehina yifralu. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord. Avetu Ahzab Simhin Negesatim hulu, and all the kings, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Negestatim hulu kabrehin yifralu. Kuter asra sadist. Verse 16. Egzeavi heras yonin yisratalina. Bekabruma ye geletalina. Ye geletalina. Bekabrum ye geletalina. Alina, Exiavir Sionin Yisaratalina, when Exiavir, the sustaining, the good, the generous Ab, shall build up Sion, Zion, Exiavir Sionin Yisaratalina, he shall appear in his glory. Bekubrum, ye geletalina, Bekubrum. In his glory, bekubrum yigelet alina, kutarasra sevat. Verse 17. Ore chigrinyochas elota temelekete, limenacho winema alanak. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, ore chigrinyochas elot temelekete, and not despise their prayer, their petitions. Eliminachu nim al nakem. Kuta asra cement. Verse 18. Yih lemi metatu leda yitzaf. This shall be written for the generation to come. Yih lemi metatu led yitzaf. Let this be written for the generation to come. Yih. Let me met atu lid yitzaf, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Yemiya fetarim hizbale gziyavihar ilil yilal, and the people which shall be created shall praise the gziyavihar, staying of the good, the generous Av. Yelemi met atu lid yitzaf. Yemiya fetarim his le gziyavihar ilil yilal. Kuter asrazet en. Verse 19. Gziyavihar kamek desu akeftaho no te melikato alina kasmai hono midrin ayeto alina. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. Egziavi her sustained the good, the generous Av Kamek desu kaftahono temelikato alina. For he Xavier, the sustainer, the good, the generous, half looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven. Did Xavier, the sustainer, the good, the generous, did he behold the earth? Kasamai hono midrin ayito alena kuter haya. Verse 20. Yes, renyo china chuheta isemazen liyegedluwa yetefered bachuin yadinzen, to hear the groaning of the prisoner. Yes, renyo china chuheti semazen, to loose those that are appointed to death. Verse 21. To declare the name of Egeziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, in Zion. Ye Egeziavihirin, Sima, Bez, Ion, Miskanawinim, Be Yerusalem, Yinagaru, Yinagaruzen, and his praise, his eyes, is Miskanawinim, Be Yerusalem, Yinagaruzen, Kuter Haya. Who let, verse 22, Ahzab and Netta Betesabel Sabu Gize, Mengistatim al Egziabir Yigazuzen, when the people are gathered together, the peoples, the nations, nationalities, Ahzab and Netta Betesabel Sabu Gize, and the kingdoms, Mengistatim, to serve the Lord, to serve the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab Kuter Haya source, verse 23. Behailu Godana Meleselet, Yezamenina Anessa Tenyaneta Nigbereng. He weakened my strength, in the way. Behailu Godana Maleselet, he shortened my days. Yezemenina Nesatinyaneta Nigareng Kutahaya Arat. Verse 24. Bezemene Ikuleta Atua Sedbin Atua Sed Atua sedeng, bezamene kuleta atua sedeng, ametoche lelijlijnacho. I said, oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Be zemene kuleta tua sedeng ametoche lelijlijnacho kuter haya amist. Verse 25. Abe tu ante katenta midrina meseret semayatima ye ijisranacho, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth. Abitu, I father's father, O father of the house. Abitu, ante the I, ma'am, and none other. Ante katint midrina mesareti, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Samayatim ye iji sera nacho kuter haya sidist. Verse 26. Inarsu yitefalu ante ginat norale hulacho in the lipsa yarejalu in the meguenas efiamate lowat achuale ye lowat umal. They shall perish, but Thou, the I, shalt endure, will endure, and our suit follow. Ante gin tenorale, yea. All of them shall wax old, like a garment, hulacho in the lipsa yarejalu, as a vesture. Shall thou the eye change them in the Meguinats Ethiama Tilowat Achuale, and they shall be changed. Ye Lowat Umal Kutel Haya Sevat, verse 27. Yao, antene, but thou, the I, art the same, the I, and thy years shall have no end. Antegin, yao, antene, ametochehim akato ayalkum. Kuter haya serint, verse 28. Ye bariawochehim alijochei noralu, zerachewim lezalemati senalech. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before the eye. Yabariawochehim alijochei noralu, zerachewim lezalemati senalech.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness and image. He gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Many are calling, no? Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
515-602-9761. Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But we want the next verse with Amorek. But we want the next verse with Amorek. In other line.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 101 በቅንፍ 102 ባዘነና ልመናውን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ባፈሰሰ ጊዜ የችግረኛ ጸሎት አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ጩኸቴም ወደ አንተ ይድረስ በመከራዬ ቀን ፊትህን ከኔ አትመልስ ጆሮህን ወደ እኔ አዘንብል በጠራሁ ቀን ፈጥነህ ስማኝ ዘመኔ እንደ ጢስ አልቃለችና አጥንቶቼም እንደ መቃጠያ ተቃጥለዋልና እህል መብላት ተረስቶኛልና ተቀሰፍ ልቤም እንደ ሳር ደረቀ ከጩኸቴ ድምጽ የተነሳ አጥንቶቼ ከስጋዬ ጋር ተጣበቁ እንደ ምድረ በዳ እርኩም መሰልኩ በፈረሰ ቤት እንዳለ እንደ ጉጉት ሆኖ ተጋው በሰገነትም እንደሚኖር ብቸኛ ድንቢጥ ሆኖ ጠላቶቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሰድቡኛል የሚያሳድዱኝም ተማማሉብኝ አመድን እንደ እህል ቅሚያለሁና መጠጤንም ከምባዬ ጋር ቀላቅያለሁና ከቁጣህና ከመዓትህ የተነሳ አንስተኸኛልና ጥለኸኝማልና ዘመኖቼ እንደ ጥላ ዘንብለዋል እኔም እንደ ሳር ደርቄያለሁ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ለዘላለም ትኖራለህ መታሰቢያህም ለልጅ ልጅ ነው አንተ ተነስ ጽዮንንም ይቅር በላት የምህረቷ ጊዜ ነውና ዘመኗም ደርሷልና ባሪያዎችህም ድንጋዮቿን ወደዋልና ለመሬቷም አዝነዋልና አቤቱ አሕዛብ ስምህን ነገሥታትም ሁሉ ክብርህን ይፈራሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን ይሠራታልና በክብሩም ይገለጣልና ወደ ችግረኞች ጸሎት ተመለከተ ልመናቸውንም አልናቀም ይህ ለሚመጣ ትውልድ ይጻፍ የሚፈጠርም ሕዝብ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል ይላል እግዚአብሔር ከመቅደሱ ከፍታ ሆኖ ተመለክቷልና ከሰማይ ሆኖ ምድርን አይቷልና የእስረኞችን ጩኸት ይሰማ ዘንድ ሊገደሉ የተፈረደባቸውን ያድን ዘንድ የእግዚአብሔር ስም በጽዮን ምስጋናውም በኢየሩሳሌም ይነገሩ ዘንድ አሕዛብ በአንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ መንግሥታትም ለእግዚአብሔር ይገዙ ዘንድ በኃይሉ ጎዳና መለሰለት የዘመኔን አነስተኛነት ነገረኝ በዘመኔ እኩሌታ አትውሰደኝ ዓመቶችህ ለልጅ ልጅ ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ከጥንት ምድርን መሠረት ሰማያትም የእጅ ሥራ ናቸው እነርሱ ይጠፋሉ አንተ ግን ትኖራለህ ሁላቸው እንደ ልብስ ያረጃሉ እንደ መጎናጸፊያም ተለውጣቸዋለህ ይለወጡማል አንተ ግን ያው አንተ ነህ ዓመቶችህ ከቶ አያልቁ የባሪያዎችህም ልጆች ይኖራሉ ዘራቸውም ለዘላለም ትጠናለች
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Rastafari kalinim ja 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 ja.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the wicked, of the ratchet, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Ayla one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, seeks neither sacrifice nor burnt offering. What does Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, seek? The prayer of the upright, Tefillat Yisharim. Thus, like this, also Scripture says, even in Psalm 51, verse 18, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, that I should give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. Ki lo tachpotza zevach, v'etena olaha lo tirzeh, for the eye delightest not in sacrifice. Ki lo tachpotza zevach, else would I give it, v'etena. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering. Ola lo tirzeh. In a different exposition of a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth, Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itzof. Hear, Shema Yisrael, today they saw Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit, Mizmor Kof Beit. Psalm 102, Psalm C-I-I. Hear a Midrash on Psalm 102, Mizmor Kof Beit. A prayer of the afflicted, when he fainteth and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear. First verse, I lay first. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itzof lifnei Yahweh yishpoch sicho. A prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah le'ani, when he fainted, ki ya'itzof, and pours out his complaint before Jahweh lifnei Yahweh yishpoch sicho. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs, Proverbs 15, verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Zevach Rishayim Ta'evati Yahweh Ua Tefilata Yisharim Ritzon. The sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, Zebach Rishayim, is an abomination to Jehovah. To'evat Yahu, but the prayer of the upright, Ua Tefilata Yisharim, is his delight. Ritzon. Zebach Rishayim To'evat Yahu, Ua Tefilata Yisharim Ritzon. Of the wicked, of the ratchet, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Ayla one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, seeks neither sacrifice nor burnt offering. What does Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, seek? The prayer of the upright, Tefillat Yisharim. Thus, like this, also Scripture says, even in Psalm 51, verse 18, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, that I should give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. Ki lo tachpotza devach, ze'etena olaha lo tirzeh, for thou, for the eye, delightest not in sacrifice. Ki lo tachpotza devach, else would I give it, with etena. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering. Ola lo tirzeh. In a different exposition of a prayer of the afflicted
when he fainteth. Tefillah le'oni ki ya'ito. Rav Phineas, ki nachas Phineas, said in the name of Rav Reuben, I cannot understand David's intent. There are times when he calls himself David, Dawid, as in a prayer of David in Psalms 17 and 1 and Psalm 86 and 1. Tefillah le Dawid. But there are also times when he calls himself the afflicted, le oni, as in a prayer of the afflicted, tefillah le oni. The explanation must be that when David saw the upright man who would issue from him, men such as Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Isaiah, he calls himself Dawid, he calls himself David. But when he saw the wicked man, the Rishaim, the ratchet man who would descend from him, men such as Ahaz, Manasseh, and Amon, he called himself Oni, the afflicted, as in a prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'oni. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani said, in the name of Rav Jonathan, David composed the psalm, the Mizmor, a prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'oni, with reference to Manasseh, whose affliction was his poverty in good deeds. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102. The 18th verse in the psalm, in this Mizmor, it reads, he will regard the prayer of the destitute. Pana ela tefilata ha'ar'ar, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Pana ela tefilata ha'ar'ar. But Rav Alexandri taught that Dawid, that David spoke these words with reference to prayer, having in mind the man who is poor because of the fact that he keeps delaying his prayer. To this sort of man, scripture alludes in the verse, even the verse from Bereshis, the verse from Genesis chapter 30, verse 42, that reads, on account of the delaying, they were Laban's, they were Laban's. On account of the delaying, they were Laban's, they were Laban's. V'haya ha'itufim le'Laban, or, so the feebler were Laban's, were Laban's. V'haya ha'itufim le'Laban's. Or translated as, so the feebler were Laban's. That is to say, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays. Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof. Here today's daily psalm, first verse. And here to the Midrash note, Rav Alexandri, he arrives at this reading of a prayer of the afflicted when he fainted, Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof, by taking oni, afflicted, in its other meaning of poor, taking the Hebrew word oni, in its other reading of poor, and ya'itof, faint. Ki ya'itof, when he fainted, ya'itof, faint, in its other meaning of delay. Therefore, here, opening verse of Mizmor Kof Beit, Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays, refers to ya'itof, Jacob's delay in prayer. As a result of that, Laban, not those of the flock that might have been Yaakov's, that might have been Jacob's. The delaying in the verse from Bereshit, from Genesis, thus means delaying in prayer. as also in the verse of the psalm, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays. Tefila le'ani ki ya'itof. In a different exposition, the verse, even here, Mizmor Kofet, Psalm 102, the first verse, is read, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainted. Prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani, when he fainted. Ki ya'itof. Rav Meir and Rav Jose, they differ. One said, at what point in his prayers may a man pray for his own needs? At what point in his prayers may a man pray for his own needs? A man may pray for his own needs at the beginning of his prayer, and then goes on to recite the tefillah. Midrash notes, that is, the tefillah, that is the 18 benedictions, also called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amida, the standing prayer, or the 18 benedictions called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amida, Shemona Esrei, or the Amida, the standing prayer. Since it is said, a prayer for the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani, a prayer for the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani. Is it not meant that a man may pray first for himself, ki ya'itof, when he fainteth, and afterwards he pours out his meditation before the Lord, with lifnei Yehovah, yishpok siho. He pours out his meditation, yishpok siho, before Jehovah, lifnei Yehovah. The other said, a man should recite the tefillah at the beginning of his prayers, and after that he may pray for his own needs. For in another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, another isis, it is said, first, I pour out my meditation before him, even in Psalm 142, verse 3. I pour out my meditation before him. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. I pour out my meditation, elsewhere translated as, I pour out my complaint. Pour out my complaint before him. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. Sichi. Midrash note here, that is to say the statutory prayer for the tefillah, the statutory prayer, the meditation, my meditation, tzichi, statutory prayer or the tefillah. And then follow the words, I declare before him my troubles. And here means more of name base, of mean base, Psalm 142. Here, Hebraically, the Gimel verse, the second part, that reads, Arati lifanayo agid, I declare agid, before him lifanayo my trouble, Arati. So the verse, Eshepok lifanayo asichi, Arati lifanayo agid, I pour out my complaint, my meditation, meditation before him, I declare before him my trouble. Eshapok lifanayo asichi, isharati lifanayo agid. The term meditation, siyach, the term meditation, sometimes interpreted as complaint, clearly refers to tefillah, for it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 24, verse 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide, and Yitzhak went out to meditate in the field at eventide. Vayetzei Yitzhak la suach basade lifnot arev, and Isaac went out to meditate. Vayetzei Yitzhak la suach in the field, Basadze, at the even time, Lisnota Arev, Wayutea Yutata Lasua, Basadze, Lisnota Arev. Rav Zairi said in the name of Rav Huna, all admit that a man should pray for his own needs, only in the benediction that ends with the words, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, who hearkenest to prayer. And here, Midrash notes on Isaac going into the field to meditate at the evening tide. In rabbinic writings, this is taken to refer to the afternoon tefillah. And according to the authorized prayer book, the Siddur, and the Shemona Esrei, the Amida, we have the 16th portion, the Kabbalat Tefillah, the acceptance of prayer, that reads, hear our voice, Hashem, our Elohim, Eloheinu, pity and be compassionate to us, and accept with compassion and favor our prayer for Ev, true good, true God, who hears prayers and supplications, are you, be the I, from before yourself, thyself, our King, Malkeinu, turn I and I, not away empty-handed, for you, for the I, hear the prayer of your people, Yisrael, with compassion. Blessed art the I, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, who be, Shomeah Tefillah, who hears prayer. Shomeah tefillah, who hears prayer. This is the benediction that ends with the word, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be. Shomeah tefillah, who hearkenest to tefillah, who hearest, hearkenest to prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Hear. The second verse, the Beit verse of today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Beit Yahuwah Shim'ah Tefillati. O Jehovah, hear my prayer. Yahuwah Shim'ah Tefillati. Put not my petition away in a box, but make it go up, make it aliyah, make it go up, rise up, and bear fruit. So, here, Midrash, no? So, David Kimchi, in his comment on this verse, the ET, the edited text that reads, in it seems to make no sense. Put not my petition away in it. I'm indebted to Professor Saul Lieberman for bringing Kimchi's comment to my attention. Here, in the Midrash on Psalms, Midrash on Mizmor Kof Beit, Perek Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Put not my petition away in a box, but make it go up, make it aliyah up, and bear fruit. And in the words, even in today's daily psalm, and let my cry come to thee, I. Hide not thy face from me in the day of my distress. Incline thine ear to me. Hear. Psalm 102, verses 2 to 3. Yahuwah Shim'ah Tefillati. Vishaw'ati elecha tavo. Allah tasatira paneka mimeni. Yom tzarli hate elaya azaneka. Yom ekra mahir neni. O Jehovah, hear my prayer, and may my cry come to the eye. With shawati, let my cry, my shout, with shawati, leka tavo. Hide not thy face from me, from I, in the day of my distress. Alla tasatira paneka mimeni bithyom tsarli. Incline thine ear to I, incline thine ear to me. Hate helai azneka, in the day when I call, answer me speedily. Bithyom ekra mahir neni.
According to Rav Yochanan, this means that Ha'el, the true good, the true gods, hearkening, hearing, shomea, tefillah, hearing to prayer, was a gift made to the entire tribe of Yehuda, the entire tribe of Judah. For Moses blessed Judah, Moses blessed Yehuda with, according to the words from Devarim, Deuteronomy 33 and 7, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice, the vocal, the voice of Yehuda. Vizota li Yehuda, vayomar shema Yahweh, ola Yehuda. And this for Judah, with Zot li Yehuda. And he said, Vayomar, hear, O Jehovah, the voice of Judah. Shema Yahweh, ola Yehuda. Shema Yahweh, ola Yehuda. But according to Rav Hanina, this gift was made only to the Beit Dawi, to the Beit Dawit, to the house of David. Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon taught, a man says, incline thine ear to me. A man says, Hate Elai Azneka, incline thine ear to me, incline thine ear to I, only when other men are making accusations against him. Rav Lewi Levi said, when Moshe had to leave the earth, he gave this farewell to Judah. He gave this farewell to Yehuda, saying, here in the words of Devarim, Deuteronomy 33 and 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Jehovah, the voice of Judah. Wazot li Yehuda, Wayomar Shema'ah Yahweh, all Yehuda. And here, Midrash note, for both of these references to Moshe's Baraka, especially of the tribe of Judah, we have Midrash notes on Psalm 5, in the Midrash on Psalm, it's the 6th section, and Psalm 86, the 1st section. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burnt as a hearth. Here, today's daily psalm, here, the 4th verse. For my days are consumed like smoke. Ki kalua ve'ashana yamai, and my bones ve'atzmotai are burnt as an hearth. Ke mokeida niharu. Ki kalu de ashana yamaya we atmotaya ka mokeda niharu. That is, my bones, atmotai, are like a spark thrown out by the fire. In the Midrash note here, it says, or perhaps reading mitzutza dikiyad, like a cricket on the hearth. He regards the prayer of the destitute man and will not despise their prayer. Here, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102, here at the 18th verse, where it reads, Panna illa tefilata ha'arar witlo va'za eta tefilata, when he hath regarded the prayer of the destitute. Panna illa tefilata ha'arar, and hath not despised their prayer. With lo baza eta tefilatam. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said the name of Rav Jonah, should not scripture have said, he will regard the prayer of a destitute man and not despise his prayer? Or, he will regard the prayer of a destitute man and not despise their prayer. However, the words, he will regard the prayer of the destitute man. This refers to Manasseh, who was destitute in his lack of good deeds. And the words, and not despise their prayer with lo baza eta tefilatam.
not despise thee. Prayer referred to Dawid, to David, and to Hezekiah. For it is said, even in 2 Kings 19:15, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before Jehovah. Wayita palela Hezekiah lifnei Yehovah. Rav Acha, observe the name of Rav Alexandria Iskindri. Happy is the man who has a noble family tree to cling to. Happy is the man who has a noble family tree to cling to. And here the Midrash notes, Chizkiyahu, Hezekiah, was descended from Dawid, from David. Literally, quote, who has a peg. Literally, who has a peg to hang from. Happy is the man who has a peg to hang from, or a noble family tree to cling to. In a different interpretation of, he will regard the prayer of the destitute. Pana ila tefilata ha'arar. Pana ila tefilata ha'arar. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, David, Dawid had in mind generations in exile that will have neither prophet nor priest nor teacher of righteousness nor holy temple to atone for them, that will have left to them but one prayer, one tefillah, that they will say on New Year's Day, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom HaTeruah, and on the Day of Atonement, on Yom HaKippurim. Do not despise the one prayer, do not despise the one tefillah, that they say, as is said, even here, and not despise their prayer, with lo baza eta tefillatam, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and a people that shall be created to praise the Lord. Tikatev zot ledor acheron. This shall be written for the generation to come. Tikatev zot ledor acheron, and a people with amma that shall be created, nivra, shall praise Jah Yihalel Yah. Tikatev zota ledor acheron with amma nibra Yihalel Yah. And a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. Is another people still to be created? With Am Nibra Yihalel Yah, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah. Is another and other people still to be created? Rav Yehuda Bar Shimon, Judah Bar Simon explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. The rabbis, the Rebbeinat said, however, these words refer to those generations that are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee, thee on New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, and on the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, and thereby score off their deeds, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. And what are they to do then? They are required to take into their hands their citrons and their palm branches, the willows of the brook and the myrtles, and praise thee, and praise the eye. Here, Midrash note from I and I, Rastafari Rabbi. This refers to I and I, people of Rastafari. Hence it says, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah, with Am Nibra Yihalel Yah,
and a people that shall be created with Am, Nibra, shall praise Jah, Yehalel-Yah. Shall praise Jah, Rastafari. Kedema, we had a Selassie, Hadosh, Faruku, Faruk Hashem.
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an horror. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before them.
Rastafari, the man. Rastafari, the people. The people created, and in the words of today's daily song, Psalm 102, we have verse 18. Psalm 102 in the KJV is verse 18 in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Praises, also known as the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms, Tehillim. Very interesting, the word Tehillim, the Hallel, the Ilil, like in Ethiopia, the Ililta, the Ilil, the Ililta, the Hallel, the praises, the exaltations. So here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, and just noting this for the record right here, because ones may ask, well, where's Rastafari in the Bible? All over the Bible. As you can see, if you get ears to hear and
I am to see, you'll recognize and hopefully receive this revelation, this reality right here, here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter. In the KJV, the King James Version, it's Psalm 102 at verse 18. And the Peshat, the plain reading is, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise. Now KJV says the Lord. Now here in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor, the Perek Kof Beit, or some might say Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Here in the Hebrew, we have Tikatez Zot Le Dor Acheron V'am Nivra Yehalel Halel Ya. Praise Jah. Here, the Hebrew Yah, or anglicized in English, you say Jah, as we have in Psalm 68, verse 4. Here in the Hebrew, it says, and a people that shall be created with Am Nibra. Am Nibra. Yehalel Yah. And a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. People created to praise Jah. Now, here's what's of interest and of note, Hebraically speaking, even for we, the black Jews of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Hebrew Yah or Jah is the designation of the Hashem of the name Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Some say Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh, the YHWH. The designation frequently used in the Psalter for God, for Ha-El, the El, Ha-El, 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 for the God, the true God, Ha-El, as Yisrael, as Israel's Savior. So when we say Jah, Hebraically speaking, from our roots, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So, Hebraically speaking, Jah or Yah is the designation, the Hashem, the name frequently used in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, the Psalms of David, for Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, as Yisrael, El, as Yisrael's Savior. So it's a Savior name. Jah is the Savior name. Yah, Jah, the Savior name. So this verse right here, here, even in Mizmor Kof Beit, the Perek Kof Beit, Psalm chapter 102, KJV, King James Version. Often the King James Version is different in the numbering. In the Hebrew, the numbering includes the superscription. So the superscription of this psalm, today's daily psalm, is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed, or when he fainteth and pours out his complaints or his meditation. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That verse right there. And for the other psalms that have a superscription, you know, the small type before the first verse in like the King James Version of the Bible, that verse is included as a verse. Just to note that for the record. So the numbering often may be one number off. But in the King James Version, turn your Bibles, the King James Version, chapter or Psalm 102, verse 18, it says, this shall be written for the generation to come,
Tikatev. This written Tikatev Zot. This written Tikatev Zot. Le Dor Acheron. For the generation to come. Now it's interesting here. Let's just bring this up right here. Goes to my sword. Here's the verse right there. So here it's at verse 18 in the KJV. It will be verse 19 in the Sefer Tehillim. Hebraically, the Masoretic will be verse 19. The same verse. This shall be written for the generation to come. Now here's the word for to come, or that's translated as to come. So we have Tikatev Zot Lidor Acheron. The strong concordance is the H314. The generation following, right? The generation subsequent. I will be, what is it? By the oncoming generation. That oncoming generation, who is the oncoming generation? Here we have the last generation. Even in these last days and times of the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, the Anglo-American, the Greco-Roman world empire, some might want to call it white supremacy, but that's a lie. But here in these latter days and times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nation states, we're in the latter days of the nation state. So this word Acheron, the hinder for the last generation. So this word is a very interesting word, Acheron, because you can see right here in the strong definition, hinder, right? Generally the late or the last generation. Tikatev Zot Lidor Acheron. This shall be written for the door, the generation Acheron, for the last generation, even in the last days of this system, this Gentile world system, this Goyim world system, we say Esau's world system, specifically as facing the east, it would be for those in the west. You see what it says, western, Acheron, the west, even the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, the lost black and brown peoples of the house of Israel. Right, the Israelite, what Babylon feel like, called chosen the faithful, Rastafari, Israelite, black and the brown peoples in the Americas and the Caribbean. It's also the word Acheron, the afterward, to come, the following, the hindermost, the last, the latter, right, the utmost generation, even in the last days. Right, in these here last days. And the last days are the last days of this world system. This is the year after, even here, 2020. We're in the year after 400 years. 400 years. So, Acheron. That's the word there, to come. So it's translated as the generation to come. Tikatev Zot. Tikatev. That which... to written, it is written, tikatev, zot, this, in the more feminine, this shall be written, for who? Lidor Acheron, for the last generation. So this is written here for the generation that will be created, what says, the people, which shall be created with Am Nivra, Nivra, which shall be what? Created shall praise. See now the Hebraics of it all, the Hebrew of it all, can also be interpreted more accurately with Am Nivra, and the people to be created, Yehalel-yah, the people to be created to praise Jah, will praise Jah. Which people praise Jah? We've asked this before. Even many Bible-believing Christians, bibulators, as many of them may be, they'll say the King James Bible, and it's all about the Bible, the King James Bible. But how often have you heard Christians, right? Christians, especially in this in this latter days and times. You know, nowadays Christians, do they praise God as Jah? Do they even use the name Jah? Though it's found even in the KJV, the King James Version, how many use the name Jah or even Jehovah? It is the people, it's for that generation. L'dor acheron, we'am nivra, the people, a people created to praise Yah, to praise Jah. Let's bring that out right there. There we go, right there. You see that? Look at that. Right there is the H3050, right? The H3050 is Yah, which is translated, you know, anglicized within the English as Jah. So we have it as Jah in the English. But Hebraically speaking, Yihalel Yah. Like we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Rastafari. So Rastafari, that generation. Right, that generation, right? First to the Yehudi, first to the Jew of the ethnic Israelites, the black and the brown and the righteous from the other nations, right? Created, right? To create it for what purpose? To praise Jah. So who is the people here in these last days that praise Jah? Who is this people? It's reading through the Midrash Tehillim. It's very interesting, the Midrash Tehillim. Right on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, off bait, right, Psalm 102. And coming across this section right here, it says, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise the Lord. Right, shall praise the Lord. Now, the Lord in this sense right here, as you see, Jah, it says Jehovah in the shortened form. It says the proper name of the one true God. You get that? The one true God. So question. How often have you heard Christians in the church call upon God, right, the true God, as Jah, or even as Jah? How often, or even as Jehovah? They say God, and they say Lord, 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 and God, even though they know better, right? But there's a people, right? A people that will be created and who have been created to praise Jah Rastafari. So here it breaks it down using many compounds of names, you know, either the first letter is J or Jah, as we have in the English with the J. I know the J, we can get into the J letter, but we just, from right here, from where we're at right here, right? Also in the ending of names as Ayah, you see the Ayah, I-A-H, who calls upon he who be who he be as Ayah? It's that people, the people who were created to be a witness to this truth that was written concerning them. Even right here in this psalm, in Psalm 102. So I read through, you know, and sharing with the Chabarim on the blog talk and on the podcast. Be sure to download the app so you can listen anytime, anywhere, the Discipleship Rastafari, the podcast app. Alright, so look in the description, the podcast app, download it, it's free. So this shall be written for the generation to come, or for the last generation. The last generation, even the Western generation. We already showed you that. You can rewind this vid, right, and go back to the Acheron, the H314, right, the Strong's Concordance, just bringing out that word, Acheron, right, for the generation to come, or for the last generation, or that generation from the West, the once lost now found black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, with a new name. I said the new name, precious name. Israelite brethren had asked me, well, where is Rastafari in the Bible? Point them to the new name, the precious name. We can point them to this right here too, Psalm 102. Who's that people that shall be created and hear from the roots, right, of Israel? Because what Babylon feel like, Rastafari, from the roots of Rastafari, the identification that the black and the brown people over here in this here Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Caribbean, carried beyond the Trans-Ethiopic, Ethiopian Ocean, the enslavement trade of the Israelites here in the Americas and the Caribbean, that elect being called, even called by a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So here, bringing this out right here from Psalm 102. Now in the Hebrew, as we pointed out, is verse 19. But in the KJV, it's Psalm 102, verse 18. So here in the note here, just to share this right here, we went through the Midrash, the fuller full of the Midrash. But then as we was reading through, we said, because some of the sages and scholars of Torah, we love the Midrash here because it goes into some of the old, you know, some of even our, the black Hebrews and the black Jews, even when the rabbis believed in the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, and we have that in this Torah portion, Vayera, right? And he appeared, the Holy Trinity, in the Bite of Abraham, the house of Abraham, here in this particular Torah portion that we're in currently, the fourth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Just seeing the Rhema, the right now word, revealed right here, even in the year after 400 years. So here, studying to shew I and I selves approved, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, even I and I, Rabbi Rovenu Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Christ. It says, is another, they ask here in the Midrash, in the study, right, the Midrash, searching in the Psalms, and the study of the Psalms, in the Midrash Tehillim, is another people still to be created? Question. Is another people still to be created? So this was asked even from the first century, even before the first century, when many of these sages went through the scriptures, as we go through the scriptures and reasoning on the verses of the scripture, what does it mean, Chaburim? So one Rav Judah Bar Simon, he explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai. He said, these words here, the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. But the scripture doesn't say that they were created anew. It says, a people that shall be created. We'am Nibra. We'am Nibra, or Ve'am Nibra. Nibra, right? People to be created, right? People to be created. Now, the Rebbeinat, right? The Ha-Ra-Rabim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they had said, however, these words refer to the generations that are guilty because of their wicked deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee on New Year's Day, which is called Hebraically, Judaically, Rosh Hashanah. In the scriptures we have as a Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, day of the blowing of the trumpets, the sounding of the shofar, and on Yom HaKippurim, right, or the day of the atonement, and thereby scour off their deeds, they score off their deeds, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. Now, that might be somewhat so, but the revelation of Rastafari is righteous, and it's accurate. This shall be written for the generation to come, or the generation here, in the last days. Tikatev zot ledor acheron, not just for the generation to come, but for the generation, the last generation, for the last generation, for the generation of the latter days, right, the latter days, and a people that shall be created. We am Nibra, Yehalel Yah. You see, if you read in the English, it just says that praise the Lord. Alright, let's just bring that up once again for the brothers and sisters to check this out. If we go over here and you're reading the English, this is the verse right here. Psalm 102, verse 18. We click on the H30, 50, it's Yah. Yah, Yah, as we have it here before us in the Hebrew, Yehalel, 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 Yah, to praise Jah, to praise Yah, to praise Jah, Rastafari. Alright, so here they say the Jah, short in form from Jehovah. But what they don't give you right here, that you get when you study, well, studying Hebraically, even we the black Jews, we find this right here, that the Hebrew Yah, as we find it frequently used in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms, right, in the Mizmor, in the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Dawit, in the Psalms of David, Yah, or Jah, is frequently used in the book of Psalms for Ha'el, for El, El, Ha'el, 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 right? The true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el, for the true good, the true God, as Yisrael, get it? Yisrael, Sar, a prince of El, Yasharel, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. This is often used in the book of Psalms for Elohim, Ha-Elohim, as Israel's Savior. It's the Savior name. Now, if we go and study Exodus chapter 15 and the Song of the Sea, right? The Song of the Sea, Moshe and the Israelites, the song that he chanted during the Exodus, we find the use of the Yah, calling upon Yah, or anglicized in the English, according to KJV, calling upon Jah. So here, let's bring this out just to prove this point right here, because here you see Lord in the next quote that has created and people, right? This is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, right? Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 42 and 5 says, "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out." Now, look at the word the Lord. So we have the Lord in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 18, and we have the Lord in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5, right? But Hebraically speaking, you can even see the numbers different. One says the H 3050, the other one says the H 3068. Click on the H 3068, we have Yahuwah or Jehovah, Yahuwah, 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 right? And Yahuwah, Yahuwah, right? Jehovah, as it's anglicized. It's different, right? So here, this is even more specific in its identification of who this people be. Who this people be. This people, who they be. They be for he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. This shall be written for the generation, right, of the last days, of the last times, even the generation in the west. Bring that up, the Acheron. Acheron in the Hebrews, le, for, dor, generation, Acheron. Acheron, right, Acheron. Looking at Acheron, right, let's go to Acheron. The behind, following, the subsequent, right? By the subsequent, by the preceding, right? Replaced by the oncoming generation, the preceding generation, right? Even the words of Garmawi Nagus Meges, right? In the west, the western generation, right? The location, you see? Western of location, right? Latter, the subsequent, right? Preceded by the oncoming generation, the latter generation, the last generation, the last times, even here in the year after, what? 400 years, right? And this is the real reason why there's so much trouble in the world. It's prophecy time, it's revelation time, right? So for the last generation, right, or the generation of the last days and the people, right, that shall be created. So it's significant in looking through the Midrash, right, the Midrash on the Psalms, and this Psalm, right, Mizmor, or the Perek of Beit, right, Psalm 102, and then seeing some of the reasonings that were there, and we're like, wow, Maybe they didn't see it. They didn't get it. I mean, so what they point out here about, you know, the generation that are guilty. Yes, our ancestors, our forefathers, right, had to do a bit. Even we have the curses or the consequences of disobedience found in Deuteronomy. That's another identification of who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites? Right? Who are the Israelites? We, the once lost, now found black and brown people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Right? How do we know? We know even by the identification of who they be, by what they have experienced even over these here 400 years. Another sign, 400 years, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, was it 15 to 68? Also, we have Leviticus, right? Go to Leviticus chapter 26. Right? Generations, right, who are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, and who come and they repent, right? Repent, have a change of mind, right? And come to the redemption, right? Even black Israel, Israel's redemption, even that redemption of we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, come to that redemption. See, the redemption is about a change of heart. The repentance is about a change of mind. See, the heart and the mind, right? But here, it's very clear in the word of Scripture, right? There will be a people that will be created, right, to praise, and that will praise, created for the praise of Jah, for that witness of Jah. Because we look at all the churches, almost all the churches, the majority of the churches, how many churches praise Jah? Even though it's there in the Bible. We have very clearly in the Bible. We could turn to Psalm 68. Turn to Psalm 68, verse 4. You find Jah. They said, by his name, Jah. Right? And they look upon I and I, that people that have been created to praise Jah, but we are fulfilling that word even of Scripture, that word even of prophecy, that word even for these last days and time. So my beloved brothers and sisters, just a little bit more just to share with you on the people. As the scripture says, the people that shall be created, right? The people that shall be created to praise Jah Rastafari. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Edamawi, Haile Selassie, Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.